back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Monday, October 9th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck Arrange Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Our engineer, Devin Lawrence, is working on the podcast this week. Hopefully, we'll get them restored on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Just click on podcasts, and you can listen on demand anytime. So check back probably, he said, Thursday or Friday. He hoped to have everything back up and running. Again, Geek, text me Geek. I'll text you the clickable link. Get the protection. Get the remote servicing of your computers. Jonathan, great guy. Lots of services to offer at a discount for being a listener, part of our radio family. Going to shift gears and go to Lansing. The House Democrats control Lansing by two seats. That's it. 110 state representatives, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. Well, the House Democrats held a come to Jesus session last week because many are watching the comings and goings of the state. Snapped to attention the other day when some of the House Democratic first termers, the rookies, the newbies, published their list of priority items for the rest of the fall session on social media. One of them, young man, I believe from the Bloomfield Hills area, a gay, openly gay young state representative, called for the passage of paid family leave and other priorities. By itself, it wasn't an earth-shattering event, but it was unusual. On the following day, House Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, outlined to the press the House Democrats' priorities as he saw them. And guess what? The two lists were not in sync. What the speaker was doing was putting the freshman, rookie, newbie on notice. I'm the speaker, you're not. Tate, the speaker's priorities included land values, the Affordable Care Act, and energy accountability. Later last week, the House Democrats met in a members-only caucus. Closed door, where all of this bubbling tensions were aired out. Some of the members stayed at the meeting for more than 4 hours. One source gave an observation that the speaker, Joe Tate, was very direct. He had a lot to say about everyone and them not marching together. He was quoted as saying, there needs to be a come to Jesus meeting where all of this had to be hashed out. The freshman group members were advised that to advance some of their items on their agenda, it could put some of their colleagues at risk in next year's election. These lawmakers also were asked if they were members of the team. If so, a team effort was needed for everyone to be successful. If you're not part of the team, I need to know that right now. He was calling out certain policies being pushed by Noah Arbit, Democrat from West Bloomfield, and Betsy Kofia, Democrat in Traverse City. Some of these items that they were pushing. Some of it, for example, paid leave. This has been advocated by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. However, when members appeared to be upstaging the speaker and the caucus's fall priorities through their social media pages, it was seen as going too far. You can push your agenda, but to try to upstage me isn't going to work. You know what that was, folks? Not only was it a come to Jesus moment, but it was actually the speaker explaining to the newbies, to the freshmen, to the rookies, I'm the speaker, you're not. And basically, if you keep doing this, I may actually take committee assignments away from you. I might even remove your furniture. You could sit on a cardboard box in your office. I may take your staff. I may even take your parking permit. And with winter weather coming, see how you're going to like parking blocks and blocks and blocks away from the Capitol and having to walk through snow to get to your office. That's what the speaker has the ability to do. The bottom line is the heart of the tension isn't necessarily a progressive moderate leadership dynamic. It's the degree to which the Democrats' trifecta can get policy adopted before the November mayor elections. Why? Because this is interesting, folks. You know how I said there's 110 state reps in Lansing? Democrats control 56 seats. Republicans have 54. Well, two of the Democrats currently serving, State Representative Lori Stone, Democrat from Warren, Michigan, Macomb County, and State Representative Kevin Coleman, Democrat from Westland, are running to become mayors of their local cities. Yeah, they're going to be leaving Lansing. They don't like serving multiple areas of their house districts and have the opportunity to become elected mayor of their hometowns. One of the mayors resigned, I believe Warren, and the other one, Westland, he is giving up his seat because of health reasons. November of this year, next month, guess what happens? Special elections for mayors in Warren and Westland. Most likely, both Lori Stone, state rep, and state rep Kevin Coleman are going to get elected. You know what happens? It becomes 54-54. And unlike the Senate, where the lieutenant governor steps in to break a tie, they don't have that in the House. So what happens? Well, it's a tie. The members feel that if they have the polling and public opinion on their side, they feel that the mental health parity or repealing the Death Star law, something that Snyder and the Republicans did years ago, can't be taken up right now. With 5 weeks until the mayoral races that could have us out of the majority for months are causing tensions between how much we can actually accomplish, according to State Representative Communist Betsy Kofia from Traverse City. I can confirm I was one who apologized by offending other members talking about their bills, and I'm glad we were able to move forward together. This definitely seems to be an edge to things lately. At one point in the meeting, freshman State Representative Noah Arbett apologized after a remark he made in the caucus group chat wasn't interpreted by some as he intended it to be. For those unfamiliar with the pace of legislation, the meeting was designed to let it be known that one member's priority may not be another member's priority. Many of these policies can take years. Sometimes you need to build support in order for a bill or a policy to be passed. To fully explain, the whip count was taken regarding repealing Snyder and the Republicans' Death Star legislation. What was that? Republicans and Snyder passed legislation preventing the local government's ability to set minimum wages and other mandates that were higher than the statewide standards. For example, the city of Detroit has charged an income tax forever, while other municipalities around the state wanted to consider doing it. If you live in Traverse City, if you live in Petoskey, if you live in Gaylord, there was talk about local governments being able to set a minimum wage, certain mandates, higher than the standards set statewide. Well, they want to undo what Snyder and the Republicans' preemption law, known as the Death Star legislation. Well, guess what? In the whip count, I call it a nose count, in that caucus, many of the Democrat state representatives voted no, not right now. The point was issues being advocated this fall, like, for example, Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan's land value tax has been kicked around this town for a while. Some issues need stakeholders, coalitions, and time to marinate. To rush through a progressive wish list too quickly could actually put some Democrat majorities in precarious situations unnecessarily heading into next year's election. Coming from the freshman's perspective, they don't understand this process. They claim there's no better time than the present to advance public policies while the window is wide open. If there's an issue that requires getting our votes, the caucus should talk about it. Perhaps come up with a different plan of attack. They see their friends in labor and other interest groups as only being there for themselves and their priorities. But the question was asked, how can we maintain our majority next year if we lose seats? Democrat caucus has 28 freshmen out of their 56. That's exactly half. Half of them are newbies, are rookies. They don't understand how Lansing works. All they want to do is push their agenda. Well, that could all be over after next month's mayor races, elections. We'll be watching Warren and Westland very, very closely. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. As we're looking at the weather on this Monday, October 9th, Columbus Day, you have to check with certain banks, governmental agencies. Columbus Day, many might be closed. High today of 47, going down to 40 degrees tonight. We're looking at the extended forecast for this studio location in Antrim County. Highs of 50, 54, 57, 52. Saturday, it's going to be 49 as the high. So definitely fall weather is here. Could be looking at a hard freeze on Wednesday. 30 degrees is the minimum. And guess what? Propane furnace is not going to kick on all week. Well Connect is doing 100% of the heating. So give them a call, 231-420-8320. Leave a voicemail message, your name, your city, and the callback number, the best time. Then text that number, same information. Name, city, your phone number, best time to call you back. We're handling the marketing. We're handling the calls. We're doing the screening. We're asking the questions, putting it into the spreadsheet, feeding it to the local dealers if you want it professionally installed, or you can take advantage of the DIY, do-it-yourself install discount direct from the factory. The folks over at Well Connect in Alpena want you to get the unit installed before the end of the year so you can take advantage of the 30% federal income tax credit. Write it off your taxes. If you have an electric co-op, PING, for example, Great Lakes, Cloverland, Cherryland, whatever, you can get a cash rebate from $1,500 to $2,000 within a month of getting the unit working. Put it on your loan. Perhaps ask the credit union if you can re-amortize your loan, lowering your monthly payments. Take that rebate and slap it right on the loan. That's what Tom Walker did in Petoskey. So absolutely need to take advantage of it. Call that number, text it. We'll get in touch with you. PING customers, if your electric service is through PING, you can get their internet in certain areas of the PIEG electric service area. All you have to do is give them a call, the customer service number. Give them a call, 800-423-6634. They're open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Ask them to look up your electric address. They can check and see if the high-speed fiber optic cabling is out front. Pay $100 application fee to get in on the list. and get hooked up to their internet service and phone service in some areas. If they're not there yet, tell them to put you on the list so that when they do get to your area, you'll be ready to go. You'll be at the top of the list. You'll be one of the first ones in your area, your neighborhood, to get it. This is reliable, state-of-the-art fiber optic. Speeds are unbelievable. Downloads, upload speeds, absolutely incredible. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, you need to switch over to PING Connect. So text me PING and I'll text you back the clickable, dialable number, 800-423-6634. Two meetings going on tonight. You're welcome to join. Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan, Presque Isle County at the Public Library at 6:30 tonight, Monday night. For those of you in Gaylord, perhaps Charlevoix, Traverse City area, come to the Antrim County Conservative Union meeting tonight, 7 o'clock at the Torch Lake Township Hall. Text me ACCU and I'll text you the address. And then, of course, those of you in the Onaway School District, you need to go to the school board meeting tomorrow night, Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Get up and speak in support of the new elected school board members. Stand up to this radical, woke agenda, progressives, constant attack. I can't believe every single school board meeting these people show up. They are relentless. Well, there's going to be some new elections next year. That's all I'm going to say. So you need to support those guys. Get there as soon as you can. Tomorrow night, get a good seat and get up and speak at public comment. Show your support for these folks. Thank them for volunteering to serve on this board and to try to make some improvements. We're going to be talking tomorrow about one of the issues coming up. This is amazing, absolutely amazing. Ballot proposal. Yeah, we'll be talking about that. Need to be talking about a new gym. Really? What about the HVAC system? Kids are freezing to death in the wintertime. Basically, you have an antiquated building. Functional obsolescence. Look it up. And they got to make some changes, but they're not talking about it. Well, that's it for today's show. Now we go back to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Greatly appreciate all the comments, text messages. ACCU, geek, whatever you're interested in, send me a text. We'll get it to you. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road.